Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know, when I was a little girl, 17 Magazine was, you know, what I read when I was a little girl. And then that one day comes when you feel real mature, mature enough for Cosmo magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really like a dirty magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmo?
Yeah.
It's a dirty magazine.
You
it talks about things that you can't talk to your mother about.
That's where I learned about things and would ask my mom questions. I'd sit there in the grocery store and read it. And then at the checkout line, she'd be like, how do you know what that is?
Is this like the equivalent of when us guys find Playboy when we're teenagers?
It's not that dirty,
well,
but it's
more
like
topics. It's not pictures, because it's been proven women don't really want to look at naked guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, or Playgirl would still be,
right,
you know, vibrant. But yeah, it just talks about subjects that you can't really bring up with your mom. Embarrassing things,
right,
and very intimate things.
Right.
We're going to keep it clean, people, because we're not going that route. But Cosmo has come out with 30 ways to please your man, and it's not dirty, so everybody can keep listening.
Okay.
But
I think
very like 1950s?
Shockingly, yes.
Really?
Shockingly, yes. It's very, I think it's up for debate. And some of you guys might, well, some of you, two of you guys, can kind of talk to me about some of these. Because some of these, I think, are borderline, well, that makes you a mommy. And men don't want to be married to their moms. I mean, I think that sounds good on paper for a while, but then that's what you grow to resent them for. Like, some of their tips here. Buy him candles.
Buy him candles?
How would you feel if suddenly you're a single guy and your girlfriend shows up with candles?
I wouldn't
candles?
Even want,
I would feel almost threatened.
Candles.
I would feel almost threatened, like she's already moving in and starting to take over my space. Mm-hmm. You know?
Only if she says, okay, I know you love bubble baths, and this is just in my situation. I know you love bubble baths. Here's something that you can have, you know, that candle, maybe.
They're saying it's to cover up that stinky guy smell, because their houses are not usually as, their homes are kind of stale.
So first step is like cleaning up after him, basically.
That's another one. Make his bed.
Thank
oh, that's
you.
Cool.
Okay,
thank
you think
yeah.
that's cool?
Yeah.
That
no, but
yes.
that's, but see, that's what I'm talking about. You don't do that till you're like girlfriend,
boyfriend,
wife. Thing. Yeah.
But what
you
if
don't
you just come
that.
Over to visit? Let's just say you're just coming over to visit in the day and you see that his house is a mess and you just start cleaning up and lighting candles.
No.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, she's trying to move in. She's trying to move in.
I don't understand that. Throw his laundry in with yours. Again, we're going back to the mothering. I just think this isn't
all right,
good.
I mean, what, are you living together?
Bake him homemade cookies. Cosmo?
That's cool. Well, homemade cookies go a long way.
Well, they say a way to the man's heart is through his stomach.
It is.
How about buy him cookies, you independent woman with a job?
Teach him a new recipe.
Oh.
Cooking together can be kind of sensual.
It could be kind of cool.
It could be a sensual thing if you do it right.
Or it turns into a huge fight.
It's always a gamble, right?
Yeah.
How about wash his car for him? Now, I think men have this visual. There's a reason why there's so many beer commercials featuring girls washing cars, because you have the whole potential of a wet T-shirt.
Right.
So if you're doing it together, that can be maybe a fun little.
No, it doesn't say
no.
do it together.
Activity.
It says wash the car.
Exactly.
For
it's
him.
Not saying do it together. It's saying wash it for him. Again, you're being a mom.
Because here's what I'm picturing. If you're saying, baby, I'm going to go wash your car real quick. I'm picturing that Jessica Simpson commercial.
Yeah,
he's
buddy.
Washing the.
Yeah.
His boots are made.
So maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, where it becomes like the wet T-shirt thing.
Yeah.
And makes it. This is saying, no, just do it for him.
Hmm.
Well,
So what's the edit there, guys? Invite 10 of your hot girlfriends over and wash his car?
No, by yourself?
Yeah, don't take it up to the car wash on Saturday morning, which I think is the most one of my friend's husbands does that for her. He takes the car on Saturday. It's like his thing. He goes, gets it washed, clean, and gasses it up for her. I think that is so romantic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know people think, get in your car wash. Yes. But when a woman does it for a man, I don't know.
It's kind of different. That's
because
the car
it's
is our thing.
Reversal.
Now, again, this list is how to get a man,
Cosmos,
or how to please.
No, they have 30 ways how to please your man.
How to please your man. Okay.
Yeah, watch his
All right, and it's like I said, it wasn't what you thought coming from Cosmo.
Okay.
They say you should play video games with him.
Yes.
Yes?
That's kind of cool.
No, I thought
that's the
for
guy
sure
thing.
You'd be.
No, that's the guy thing. That's
no,
the guy
man.
Bond
Because she's
thing.
Not going to. Okay, you've already dedicated a good 15 years of your life at this point by the time you get a woman.
Yeah.
To playing video games. And here she is. Oh, I want to play with you too, honey. And you sit down. You have to explain to her every level. You really want this to happen.
That,
no,
there's certain games.
Build
I'm not,
your
yeah,
relationship
not even a video.
And make it stronger.
I have my game that's ready to go in case Kinsey one day says, you know, if my wife rolls in and says, today is the day I want to play video games with you. I wouldn't let her play Madden with me because I'm incredibly good at that. But, I've been playing that since I was 8.
Okay.
So what do you start off with Kinsey?
I have a soccer game, the FIFA game. That's really easy to pick up. Yeah. You could play on the same team with each other. Mm-hmm. And then that could be a nice little let's sit down and play.
How about a fun game of Wii? Bowling together.
Or Wii. That's
See,
perfect.
That makes
That's
more different. Sense to me than playing like shoot 'em up, bang, bang, kill 'em.
Yeah. Why video games? Because it makes it sound like you're dating someone in most cases very young. Like, why isn't it like... go work out with him. Go, like, do something else that's an activity that's not video games.
Here's an activity. Watch baseball with him.
Watch baseball?
That's boring.
Not just a sporting event. Watch baseball.
I'm sure they probably include everything there.
It is kind of cute when you're watching sports with your girl.
Take him fishing. Gross. What is Cosmo thinking?
Do you have to gut the fish with them, too?
These are the most random, stupid... I think somebody just had to get their article in by deadline, and they just started making a laundry list.
Yeah.
Put air in his tires.
What? No.
No, because what if you put too much air and then my tire blows up in the middle of the freeway?
Yeah, those guys wouldn't...
I don't want you. No, yeah, I don't want you doing anything. Okay, this is not misogynistic at all. I don't want you messing with my car.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't touch my car.
So don't wash your car unless you do it together and she's wearing a wet T-shirt. Maybe.
But washing the car is cool.
Let me have my car. I like to do that. That's my therapeutic thing. I didn't wash my own car in probably 10 years. But when I did, it was like, okay, get the bucket.
I get that. Yeah.
I had a buddy who was dating a girl, and he got home one day, and she had changed the oil in his car.
She had physically changed it, or she took it to Jiffy Lube herself.
Like, she went in there and did it. And I guess she put too much oil in it, and it started smoking when he turned it on and everything, so he had to break up with her.
Yeah. so he had to break up with her.
You gotta be careful.
I'll get through a couple more of the stupid ones, and then I'll get to the ones that I agree with. Organize his sock drawer.
No, don't do that. Right, you know what? I actually kind of...
You know what? That's a girl who's been snooping.
Yeah, exactly.
And she covers it up by saying... I was organizing your sock drawer.
I was folding your lunch. No, don't go in the sock drawer.
That's what a guy is immediately going to think. You were snooping.
Yeah.
Don't go in his drawers for any reason.
No.
How would you feel if you came? I mean, as a single man when you were dating. I'm not talking about now. You've got a neat nick for a wife.
Yeah.
OCD clean.
I don't.
But if you're dating and you came home and found out she made your bed, organized your sock drawer... You'd be thinking,
What you looking for?
She was snooping.
Looking for something. Yeah.
That's going to lead to a huge fight.
All these are reasons to snoop a little bit. Being in the kitchen, you're snooping in the kitchen. You got to go in the bathroom.
Well, where am I supposed to go?
Don't snoop.
Well, no, but I mean, where am I supposed to go in the house that's not snooping?
Bed.
The couch.
I'm watching
bed.
TV. Okay.
No. Sit there. Bed.
Oh, I can only go from the bed to the couch.
That's it.
Bed to couch. Is that a little T-shirt on?
Get a storage drawer for your accessories.
Oh, yes.
Honey, if you don't mind, since I'm over here all the time, I'm going to take a drawer.
Yeah.
He's going to run screaming.
No.
That screams commitment. Giving up a drawer is commitment.
She needs to have like a little section in your drawer, in my drawer.
That you gave her, that she didn't take.
Yes, because I have like one little part of my closet that's like for little articles of clothing that she might have left over there or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so she's got like, just this much room right there in the corner. Got all this stuff right there nicely. She didn't take it. I gave it to her.
Will that grow as time passes?
I don't know. It hadn't in about a year and a half. She's got like, it's just like four or five hangers of stuff. But that's it.
Does she bring like a carry-on suitcase over every time?
No. I mean, fortunately, she lives like a mile from me, so.
Now, here's something that I can get down with.
Mm.
All right. Buy him clothes. I love when I have a new boyfriend so I can buy him clothes. I don't know if y'all care, but I just love it.
I love having, being in the men's section, because I'd be like,
looking at people like, I got a boyfriend. Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
No, I get
There's
that.
Just something.
I get that. Yeah.
I love it. So please don't ever take that away.
I get that. Yeah.
See, I like that because when I was dating my wife, we were in college and we were broke, but she would go to like Ross and she would just give me one t-shirt.
She'd do all the work for you.
She would give me one t-shirt and come home and I'd be like, now I have 6 shirts.
But you know, yes, exactly. But you know, that elevates her.
Mm-hmm.
I like shopping in the men's section because I got a man.
And see how happy that made JC?
And me.
Yeah.
It made me so happy when she came home with my first, it was like this button-up red plaid shirt.
See, I think that's what's awesome. And you're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to go with you.
Oh, it made my year.
Make coffee and give it to him in bed. I think that's romantic. That's not being a mommy. That's kind of like just a... I like that idea.
Yeah, that would be cool.
What if the guy you're dating doesn't drink coffee? and doesn't have coffee, can I buy myself a coffee pot to keep there?
Oh, buying appliances.
Well, they do suggest buying him a deep fryer, so maybe.
Buying a deep fryer?
Deep fry stuff? I was kind of thrown by that one.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the deep fryer.
Men like to grill.
They do suggest grilling every night for a week, but I don't think the man wants you to grill
for
him.
No, he doesn't.
That's his territory. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Men are really big on grilling, and I don't understand why. It's like, you didn't hunt the meat, you didn't kill the meat, but you cooked that meat.
Just being outside.
that's a man thing again.
That's your domain, you know?
The big stainless steel grill out there in the yard, or the big green egg, whatever it is.
Oh, when you
that's
go to,
your thing.
When you go to Home Depot to get the propane.
The whole process
and
is
you
a
just,
man
you
thing.
You make eye contact with the dude, you got your propane tank, you're like, yeah.
What is
damn
it?
Damn right,
like,
I'm going to
grill. Is that like a sign of like, yeah, I got my own place, I'm a man, I got my own grill?
Yeah.
What is it?
We want to go to that little section in Home Depot that has those big oversized spatulas, and we want to do that whole thing. We want to get charcoal. Oh,
and there's a big, when I see a man at the meat counter at the grocery store, he's got his hands on his hips and he's surveying the cuts of meat. I don't even know.
We're about to make some steak.
It's like testosterone's just pouring off of him.
Well, that's our thing. Don't mess with our car.
It's a great place to pick up a guy.
At the meat counter?
That's actually, you just look for a wedding ring because he's often cooking for someone else. But
I really don't know anything about cuts of meat.
So the meat counter.
And you just ask him questions when you're waiting.
What's your favorite cut of meat, stud? How's that? Pick up line?
I am down with that make up his bed, though.
How about these, tell him he's special. Trust me, men need to hear they're the best, they're the greatest. Ego stroking goes a long way with a man. Uh-huh. Even if they know you're lying, they love it.
When my wife calls me special, she means a whole different thing.
Compliment his facial hair.
Oh,
JC, how much would that mean to you? I mean, seriously, another manly thing. But if she finally says to you, I think your stash grew a little bit. You'd be over the moon.
I would be so over the moon.
What happened to telling your guy to make him happy, like, hey, just go out with your friends tonight? Is that not on the list?
That's cool. Great.
I would love that.
No, they do say if you have a work party, tell him he doesn't have to go with you, because they're like, thank God. They're around people that don't discuss it right out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't drag him to work parties.
Or we think you're dating some dude at work and you don't want us to meet him.
No.
See, now you're turning it into something else.
I know.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So I've been dating the same girl for about 14, 15, 16 months.
Oh, don't act like you don't know the exact hour.
I did that for Kid. For a little bit over a year. And, you know, I have come to love her.
Okay.
And
I have come to love her, even though she's not perfect.
That's, you know what that means.
That's backhanded, dude.
What?
That's backhanded.
That means despite her, you've come to love her.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't mean like that.
That's not a wordsmith.
You don't even know.
That almost sounds like it's like, well, it was arranged marriage. I grew to love her.
But the one thing, I was talking about this last week, the one thing that I've always tried to talk her into doing, ask her to do, she's never done because she's scared. It was to sing karaoke.
Now, we were talking about this last week
because
it means a lot to you.
I'm like a karaoke holic. You know, I mean, that's just my thing.
So maybe Cosmo should have put in their 31 things to please a man, sing karaoke with him.
At least this man. So now,
is that
I talked to you about this last week off the air. I was in a little bit of the doghouse.
You were in a little bit of the doghouse.
I was a little bit of the doghouse. You know, I was, you know, Super Bowl's coming up and on a bar and trying to do all this stuff and got all these things going. So I hadn't been really spending that whole time thing with girlfriend.
Oh, you mean you need to pay attention to your significant other from time to time?
Yeah, apparently.
That's crazy.
Apparently they like that.
Okay.
The girlfriends. So I invited her to dinner on Friday.
Where, at your bar?
No.
Okay.
So we went to dinner at a Mexican restaurant. It wasn't anything, you know, fancy or anything.
Yeah.
Just hang out, me and you, let's go and hang out. So she did, she got ready, blah, blah, picked her up. It's a real date, you know? Not meet you there, hang out with a whole bunch of people.
You're not bringing a whole bunch of other friends either?
Just the two of us.
Okay.
So after dinner went great. Dinner went fantastic. After dinner, we go back to my bar, and, okay, it's karaoke time. It's just what I do, okay? So I ask her every Friday, every Saturday.
Wouldn't be a perfect ending for a date is taking her anywhere but your bar?
Probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just throwing that in.
Okay. So I asked, I'm like, hey, you going to sing karaoke tonight? Almost like funning, because I know she's going to tell me no, because she always tells me no. And she goes, I might.
And I'm like, oh, you've never gotten the I might.
I've never even gotten the I might. So now I'm like, what? You might? Really?
What?
All right. So now the discussion turns to what song would I sing? And we're sitting there with another couple. So she's like, what song? She has never sang karaoke. Not that she's never sang karaoke in my bar. She has never, ever sang karaoke. Period.
Never.
So, never. Never, ever, ever. She was in the choir, but she's never sang karaoke. So we start, you know, tossing around these songs. Blah, 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 blah. And so I don't know how it just pops in my head. I'm like, what about Sarah Bareilles? I'm not going to write you a love song.
Love song.
Yeah. And
that's the one you want to play.
And so she said, how's it go? I Google the lyrics. I'm like, I'm on it. I'm excited. I am just excited.
You got to have a good voice to sing this song.
Yeah.
This is a great song, though.
It's karaoke.
It's a little upbeat.
It's karaoke. You know, you don't have to be good.
You have to be great.
You have to
enjoy it.
Yeah. And I can tell my girlfriend that she's nervous. And this girl operates on people. But the mere thought of singing karaoke in front of a somewhat full bar is, she's like nervous.
So she was in choir before, so she was able to perform, but with a large group of people, right. Never by herself.
Right. So,
did she start slamming drinks at this point?
She did a shot, I think.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah.
So I went up and sang, of course, and then I introduced her, and I'm like, y'all, this is a very special moment for me right now. I was so excited, Kelly. I can't tell you. I was like, I'm very excited right now.
But you just knew there was a chance she's going back out.
Yeah, so I had to go ahead. I couldn't just say, tell the karaoke DJ, I couldn't just say, introduce her. I had to do this to kind of, you know, put her on the spot.
Seal the deal.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to put her on the spot with what she loves to do.
You know, so I introduce her, and she comes up, and everybody's like, yeah, you know, because she's never sang before.
Right.
So she comes up, she grabs the microphone, I step back. This is it. This is you, baby. And she sang. I'm going to go ahead and play 10 seconds of this. Okay.
Wow.
She's going to kill you.
Exactly. That's why I would have done it.
She's so good.
She is good. She's
good, but she's going to kill you.
She's so good.
Not only does she never sang karaoke before, she hates being on the radio. She hates me talking about it. She doesn't even own a radio.
She doesn't want her face shown. Okay, you just put her on kid TV. You just played her voice on the radio.
She's going to kill me. Yes.
She's going to kill you. I told her.
You know when a girl does something for you that she didn't want to do and she does it to make you happy? She probably really wouldn't like that.
So
not that she didn't do a great job. Now there's the chance now she's gonna become a karaoke hall.
Oh yeah, she got a taste of it.
This is my boyfriend's bar, so step aside.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna I mean, she was like, while she was singing, she's like looking at me, she's like looking up at the other friends. I mean, she was just so nervous. It was so cute though, the way that she manned up and she did it. I mean, she's clearly out of her element, her comfort zone. You know what I mean? I mean, and that is how she showed me an act of love. Right?
Now,
I was.
And you rewarded that by
Did you tell her you were going to play that on the radio?
Well, I told her we might play a little clip. A little bitty clip.
No, you didn't tell her that.
She's going to kill you.
Oh, I can't wait. Can you record that fight?
Please?
Can you record that fight later?
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Before the break, you heard this.
Not another rectal exam?
Wait. So we have Christy on the phone because she called in because she knows about Brain a Day.
Oh, my God.
Christy, if you could please tell us who the zombie just ate, you may be on your way to L.A. for the premiere of The Walking Dead, be on the red carpet and everything. Who was that?
Well, that would have been Big Al.
Big Al Mack!
May he rest in peace.
He is no longer in the studio.
His brains were eaten.
Can't live without your brain.
Christy.
Although he managed to talk without one for, gosh, 18 years.
You better start packing because the premiere is this Sunday. You're heading out to L.A. You're going to be on the red carpet. You're probably going to see some of the cast. And you're going to get to watch the first episode on us.
I seriously try and call in every stupid time you do something. I was just excited that it rang this time instead of the busy signal.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Christy, you have fun out in L.A. and be careful when you meet the cast.
She's going or she's qualified?
Brain a day. Yes, Kelly.
So she's going.
She's going.
Not even just qualified.
Every day. We're doing this every day. We're sending people
out.
That's crazy. I thought everybody was going to have to call in and guess, and then you got qualified, and then you were going to do some kind of zombie off or something. Nope.
No, it says on my paper every day this week.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what they told me.
Unless I just completely misspoke.
I mean, I've never heard of such. Usually we qualify for such big prizes.
Can I get a verification?
Flat out give them away?
Did I misspeak, Nick? No, I did not. I'm right.
Okay. How in the world?
Kelly, you scared the crap out of me.
It's just shocking to me.
All right. Well, congratulations, Christy.
Awesome. Thank
all right. Hold on.
Man. So where do we get all so these money for these prizes?
I'm not going to lie. I almost needed a change of underwear there.
Yeah.
I almost got a little scared there that I misspoke, but I did not misspeak.
Actually, JC is paying for that trip in particular.
Yeah, I thought I'm going to have to fly Christy out there. Oh. No, but I was right.
Hey, guys. Okay, my brain.
Oh, Al's back.
Oh, your brain's back.
Hey, Big Al Mac.
Oh, man.
Good.
You're serious.
Well, we're going to be doing that every day.
Yes, every day.
Right?
That's why it's brain a day.
It's crazy. I mean, you don't believe it's not qualifying.
No, Kelly, we're giving it away. Thank you for scaring me.
Sacrifice.
I'm completely shocked.
But now it's bigger and better things. We all watched the Super Bowl. Even Kelly Raspberry watched the Super Bowl yesterday. Yeah.
Can we call it the Super Bowl now?
We're not giving anything away, Al. We can watch.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was kind of a super bummer.
I got to be honest. I was kind of bummed in, like, every way. The score and the lack of scoring for one team and the commercials and...
How'd you feel about the pregame stuff? Queen Latifah singing God Bless America.
That's when I turned it on, was when she was finishing it.
She sounded very good.
Awesome.
For the most
great. Yeah.
Great job by Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
You always remember her as the rapper.
Yeah.
I'm thinking she's going to bust out UNITY or something. But she did beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
The national anthem was where I was like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of all the singers out there.
In the universe.
I was a bit surprised. But, you know, when I voice my... surprise. Uh-huh. They didn't put a pop star out there. You got to consider the audience watching the Super Bowl.
Right.
Are
they opera fans?
Opera singer?
We don't want culture. They're like, she's sang the national anthem the way it's supposed to be sung.
I didn't love it.
It's opera.
Can I say that? Yeah.
Oh, I still got a little goosebumpy.
Did you?
I did. Toward the end.
Can you see?
Sounds better on the radio, actually.
By the dawn's early light.
Dawn's early?
She was hitting some notes where I was like, I don't know if she's going to be able to hit that.
She's an opera singer. Of course, she can hit it.
But it's outside and it's cold.
Oh, she...
I mean, we all practice that.
Opera singers, I don't know if you've heard this, they're known for hitting high notes.
I know.
And she got all the words right.
But it's
all the words right. She sang it really live. She said, you want it to be a mess, have me voice over. She goes, I have to sing it live. The track was, pre-recorded.
Right.
But then the announcer said at the end, it was the best national anthem ever. I was like,
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston made me cry.
Jordan Sparks did a pretty good job.
Whitney made me cry.
It wasn't the best ever. It was like...
When did Whitney sing?
Oh, it was probably...
Sometime in the 90s.
Yeah, 15, 20 years ago.
Sometime in the
90s. Oh, my gosh. Still, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with the soprano...
Yeah, buddy.
Oh,
That's how you do it right there.
Put that up against anybody. I put that up against.
This is how I know. Because if you go in the shower and you try to sing like Whitney Houston, you're not going to get close to that. But you can kind of go in the shower and get a little bit close to that opera singer.
Really? Is that what you tried?
Like, come on.
Yeah, you come on.
That's a little bit closer.
You go right ahead, big guy.
JC the Soprano.
Yeah. I like the show, The Sopranos. Joe.
What was your favorite commercial?
Joe McLemore Namath was the first screw up of the night.
Oh my gosh.
He was
Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Namath to toss the coin.
Wait a minute there, Joe.
Seattle's a visiting team. Who's going to call the toss?
Tails.
He calls tails.
Yes, Joe Namath. You're supposed to call heads or tails before the coin toss. You just don't get up there with your McLemore suit.
Well, the ref is supposed to do that part before he gives him the coin. That's the smart thing to do.
No. He was not imitating McLemore. You obviously don't know the history of Joe Namath if you think
I know
he
Broadway
was imitating
Joe.
McLemore.
I know Broadway Joe likes
he
the
He was wearing
coats.
Fur before McLemore was born.
Tell him, Kelly.
Don't even.
Kelly, you didn't even know. Did you even know who Joe Namath was?
I know who Joe Namath is. He wore pantyhose in a commercial one time.
Who did he play for?
I don't care, but I know who Joe Namath is. The Jets.
What's he best known
for? The Jets?
Yes, he did.
The Jets.
What's he best known for?
He was his pantyhose commercial.
No.
And his fur coats.
No.
Broadway Joe Namath, I know that.
Yes.
He acted a little bit.
He guaranteed a Super Bowl win against the Colts.
I don't care. But you're saying he imitated McLemore.
Kelly's version's more entertaining. You got
to. Yeah.
He looked like Macklemore out there.
He was pimping, dude. That's the way you go pimping. Out there. Joe Willie Namath represented.
He didn't buy that at a thrift shop.
No.
That fur coat. No.
Mm-mm.
He earned that fur.
Yeah, he did. He probably slept in that last night. I bet girls were, hey, can I take a picture in your jacket, Joe Willie? Heck yeah,
he's still a playboy. He will hit on you real quick.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, when Kurt Russell did the intro for both teams, gosh,
he's still good.
He's hot.
Still
he's
got
what,
it.
What, like, is he almost 70? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
He's just got
It seemed
something.
To me like he was more into the Seahawks intro than he was into the Bronco intro.
Well, I think that's because it's the first one. But see, I kind of was thinking he might be a Denver fan because he's always in Aspen. That's why I thought maybe he was more of a Denver fan.
All celebrities are always in Aspen.
But he has like a home there. He like lives there and has a home there. And, you know, Kate Hudson was married in their cabin there. I mean, there's like all sorts of. I think he's held up well.
He's a good looking dude.
He's held up well.
Well, he was hot last night. I was like, you go, Goldie.
You know what was not hot? The dang commercials this year.
Some of them were okay.
Very sentimental, a lot of them.
Yeah, they're pulling the heartstring this year, it looked like.
They were just.
Not many laugh out loud, like at all.
Because I had to go back and watch them online because watching them in the bar you can't watch them. Yeah, you're trying to listen and you just didn't
miss much, did you?
No.
Well, I think
really.
A lot of the times as you some commercials stand out because you remember seeing celebrities, but I can't remember the product.
Right.
You know, I know it was a car commercial.
Right.
But did you catch Rudy? Rudy,
yeah.
Did anybody catch that? I was like, I feel like I might have been the only person that caught that.
That was this. Was that the slow clap?
Yeah, the
car
slow clap one with Sean
really
Astin is standing
car.
There.
I'm so glad I started here.
Yeah.
CarMax or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
It was CarMax.
That wasn't even in the.
And they're just showing people like slow clapping. This guy's driving by, and he's just driving by, and there's Rudy.
Yeah, doing the and his Notre Dame jacket.
And I'm like, is anybody catching this?
Yeah, everybody caught
Rudy.
It. Of course they caught it.
Okay,
no,
good.
I miss Rudy.
Yeah,
I
missed the whole commercial.
It was Rudy right there on the corner, just clapping. I don't know why Rudy's on the corner.
Well,
I know times were hard for him. But.
I feel because Rudy played one play of college football, so he's doing
yeah, but the whole
CarMax
movie
commercials.
That's what. That, but that's the commercial. That's the movie
that's
that
the
all
best part
men
of the
have
movie.
Seen. That's the movie that all men have seen.
Sure.
But the one that made me squeal, like the only one that really made me
squeal,
right?
Yeah.
Was.
Oh, 24.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that was vague.
It was so subtle. Like, they showed this, like, chaos scene, and then suddenly you heard that, deet, deet. I can't imitate
it.
And I was like,
that's
it. Yeah. 24 is coming back.
You got it?
No, I don't have it.
Because it was so quick.
That's all they gave you.
Oh, yeah, they didn't.
We know what it meant.
The time or 24 up there.
No, nothing. Just the, you know the sound.
At the very end, it was, like, coming in May, I think.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Oh, it's so good.
I can't wait.
I haven't watched it in about 6 years.
That was the most effective, I think, out of all the commercials because it was quick, brief, in, out.
I like the Tim Tebow commercial.
I did too.
Tim Tebow here. Everyone thinks I want a contract, but without one, I've done so much this year.
Nervous fathers, the mic. White 20 motions. Let him breathe.
No nervous father's the mic. Tim Tebow did a great job in his commercial.
That was pretty good.
He did a couple of them, and then they decided to end with just a pink screen and a bunch of words. I'm like, I liked it better.
Well, they didn't want
to
spend the money.
T-Mobile with Tim Tebow.
But this is the commercial that made Twitter explode, and I want to know how you guys feel about it.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
Por tus olas de granos de mar.
Boy, I thought that was kind of cool.
But as soon as they played it, I just knew. Because, you know, you mess with America the Beautiful, yeah. And you have the people that are like
adamant about
English being our language. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just knew that it was going to. And I even missed the part because this morning I'm going through the controversial Super Bowl ads. And they said, but the LGBT, I always say it wrong, LGBT.
Yeah.
We're so excited because they featured a couple of gay dads and the daughter roller skating. I was like, really? I missed that. It was in that commercial.
You just don't catch it.
And I didn't catch it. I thought it was like a dad and a grandpa and the granddaughter. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I missed the whole part of it being a gay couple.
Well, I saw a bunch of tweets, and the one that kind of struck me the best was one that said, this country is made up of two kinds of people. Americans, proud Americans, and people who don't realize they came from Europe once.
Yeah, immigrants.
Right. You know, we were all immigrants at some point.
Was that the Peace Axe commercial?
Yeah, that was weird.
Is that what that was that we were playing? What were we playing?
No, that was
the Coke commercial.
Oh, see, I don't even remember. I remember watching one that had a bunch of people, different ethnicities.
Yeah,
it was
the
like
warring
peace on
countries.
Earth, and then it was,
oh, yeah,
it was Axe.
That was
and
Axe.
It looked like it was going to be bad.
Like, what happened to, like, the naked guy? Right? Or he's Old Spice.
Yeah, that's Old
Spice.
See,
I can't even keep them together.
You can't.
But that Bud commercial was so cute, though.
Just cars and beer. Yeah, like, that's all it was.
For the most part, the commercials were blah.
Yeah,
halftime show, though.
You know, the problem was because we saw them ahead of time.
Yes, exactly. Right.
There was no element of surprise, yeah. And that has taken away a lot of it.
Wasn't that funny?
They would have been funny if we had zero idea and it was all shock and surprise. Mm, like the Bud Light Hotel.
Yeah.
Loved it. Wasn't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
With the llama and Don Cheadle and...
Hey, Don Cheadle.
And I think this is a legitimate guy that's just like, what the hell is going on? Awesome.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Completely rocked that house.
Yeah, he did.
He just killed it.
I wish he'd played more, but he came out strong.
Oh, yeah, he only has a certain amount of time. And we did have a little contest. And our winner for that contest is Alex Del Angel. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
What's up, man?
How stoked were you when you heard this?
One, two, three.
You have no idea. My heart was pounding during the entire drum solo.
Yeah, but were you confused from the start? Because I know we were all like anxiously awaiting that, but he came out to the track of Billionaire, the Travis McCoy one.
I was like, was that on our list?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Right.
Because it's not really his.
It's, right. It's Travis McCoy's. Mm-hmm. Alex, were you at a Super Bowl party by chance?
Oh, no. No, I wasn't. I was at home just watching it alone.
Because I was completely picturing you at a Super Bowl party with all your guy friends like, and just getting up and cheering when Bruno started singing for some reason.
Oh, no. My guy friends weren't cheering, but my family, they heard about the contest and they listened to Kid Craddock, and they just called me. They sent texts.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Oh, my God, you won.
Well, Alex, you, my friend, had 3-1 odds with Locked Out of Heaven, so you are $300 richer.
Yeah, if we would have placed a $100 bet in Vegas, you would have won $300, and that's what you win.
That's what you get, Alex.
That's amazing.
One prop bet we did, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry that it wasn't more, but the odds, you know, it was.
Hey,
you picked
better than nothing. Congrats, buddy. You enjoyed those $300.
Oh, thank you guys very much. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
Hey, brother.
You're awesome. You're super awesome. I am upset, and I know Kelly might be on boat with me on here. I'm so mad he didn't sing Gorilla. I am so
mad. I can sort of see how it is maybe a little bit risque.
Thank you.
You know, Janet Jackson just, like, ruined it for everybody, even all these years later.
Janet Jackson had nothing to do with him not singing Gorilla.
Yes.
Yeah, FCC.
They had to clamp down.
It used to be a little more.
Locked Out of Heaven, which has a very blatant line in there about relations.
I'm surprised he ended on a slow song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought he'd go out with a big boom.
I did.
I would think that's kind of how it would go.
Or
you kind of go slow in the middle and then finish strong.
Or finish it with these guys.
That would have been a great finish. Just bring them out at the end.
But, I mean, I love that they saluted the troops.
Yeah,
I love that.
That was great.
But I did think that that kind of, like, was, it was a sentimental ending, but I'd rather come back with a, you know, something more, I don't know. It was nice.
It was nice.
I mean, it was nice. It was nice.
That's exactly right.
Nice. This is what I think would have tied it together. Watching them, Bruno and his boys, the doo-wops and hooligans or whatever, in their gold, cool gold suits.
Yeah.
If Flea and Anthony Kiedis and Red Hot had come out wearing those jackets, because they wear blazers with no shirts under them sometimes, I think that would have really pulled it all together.
I loved it when they were all jumping up and down in unison. That was really cool. But I still feel like the Red Hot Chili Peppers took away from Bruno Mars stage time.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked that they brought the Red Hot Chili Peppers out.
But
you had to keep the man in.
Gorilla! Come on, man. Imagine that song during the Super Bowl. Woo!
Yeah!
I would have ran out of my house naked if that song would have come.
When he didn't sing it, I didn't really think they would, but I felt bad for you, Kelly, because I knew how bad you wanted to hear that song. You worked up right now.
Just... I love that song so much.
Now, like, I was all worked up, and now I was so let down. I was like, that's it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This that's it?
Because after he stopped, I was like, okay, he's going to sing it now.
Now, right?
No, that's it? Like, that's all.
Yes, that is kind of awkward.
I got so worked up.
In the Super Bowl Stadium next to your buddy. And you're drinking your beer.
Yeah, sing along with me, guys.
You want a beer, Fred? Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got to wait
guys
here.
In the stands,
wait,
right?
Wait a minute. I can't go get in the P line yet. I got to wait for Bruno Mars to sing Gorilla.
That would be awkward.
And I'm sorry. I misspoke because Bruno Mars was not the highlight of the Super Bowl.
What?
Why didn't you ladies let us know that you were going to be covering the Super Bowl this year?
What?
Yeah, Kelly and Jenna and Shannon were asked to cover the football game.
I don't know why we didn't let you know.
I have no idea.
I was the color girl.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So our crack research team actually got some audio from the game so we could listen now because I had no idea.
I had no clue.
Me neither.
All right.
Oh, man, it's going to be good.
Welcome. You want to get going? Thank you. Welcome back to the start of the second half here at MetLife Stadium. This is your Super Bowl coverage on the only sports station for women, ES Trojan. How am I supposed to say the network? Estrogen. ES Trojan.
We get it, yeah.
It's looking like a tough uphill climb for the Broncos, wouldn't you say, Kelly?
What? Oh, I thought it was over. I was already packing up my things. Have you seen my bag of potato chips? I left it right here, Jenna.
No, Kelly. That's halftime. The game's half over. Viewers were actually complaining about the crunching sound, so could you not do that?
Well, I don't see why we couldn't have just ended it there, because it's been going on long enough, and I want to go home. I'm hungry.
Well, we're about to get the kickoff going and start the second half.
So is this going to add points?
It could.
But what does that even mean? Because this game is so stupid.
Kelly! What do you think the Broncos have to do to get back into this game?
Well, they are in the game. Aren't they? Wait, are they bringing another team into play? I'm really confused. Does Bruno get to play?
No. I meant getting back in the game, you know, like making it a competition with their play.
Oh, well, I guess they should take the ball and not throw it to that team with the cute outfits that have the bird on them anymore. And they should also score every time somebody touches the ball. And they should hide the ball so the other team can't find it.
That would help, yeah.
Seriously, why don't they score every time? Isn't that their job?
Okay, the kick is off. We're underway. It looks like they're trying to keep it away from Percy Harvin with a short kick.
Why?
What? Because he's fast. Oh, Percy Harvin gets a hold of the ball. He sees an opening in the middle. Drives his body forward through the first wave of defenders.
Speaking of driving, traffic better not be bad when I leave here. Oh. I would have made it if you let me go already.
Oh, and he breaks clean. He's at midfield. Two defenders to beat. 30, the 20, 10. Touchdown, Seahawks!
So that means it's over, right? We over? Is it done? We're good?
Looks like this one's about over. The Broncos are going to need a miracle here.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to start packing my things again. I'll see you in the morning.
Kelly, you can't leave yet.
But you said it was over. I am sick of hearing this tall, goofy guy. Why does he keep yelling Omaha? What is Nobody from Omaha? What? And then they throw to a guy in the other color outfit, unless that's what he's supposed to do.
No, it's not. I said it's about over. Just sit down.
No, it's stupid. I saw Bruno Mars. He did not sing Gorilla. I've got cramps. None of the other players hit on me at media day, and I've been in this cramp studio way too long. I just want to go home. It's been awful, and I'm done.
Kelly, don't. Oh, wait. You know what? Let's go check in with our sideline reporter, Shannon. Shannon, what's going on down there?
Oh, is it me?
Yes. Did you talk to John Fox before halftime?
No. I don't know who that is.
Shannon, you have pictures of everyone in your game package. It's Coach.
Nope. I don't feel like it. He looks sad. I can talk about the weather, though.
We know how the weather is. We keep displaying it on the bottom corner of the screen.
Well, it's cold, but not super cold. And the cold air is going right into the hole in my head, straight to my brain, which is not my favorite thing ever. So I guess you could say I got a brain freeze.
Okay. Well, Shannon, what are the players saying?
Probably stuff about football. I'm not really talking to them. I've been staring at the cheerleaders. They told me to leave.
Great.
Oh, and another thing happened.
What's that?
The doctor said I shouldn't be in cold weather and that I could die. Would that make you happy, Jenna, huh? Me, dead?
No, Shannon. What would make me happy would be if I could talk football with someone on the field.
Well, don't look at me. You guys wouldn't even let me in the booth. You never let me in the booth. I just want to be in the booth.
Shannon went off.
Did I have the wrong copy of the script?
No.
No. But somebody's premature on the piano twice.
Yeah. The man with the buttons decided to cut the women's reporting off.
Yeah, that was good.
Why'd you hit the piano?
I didn't mean to.
He thought it was up. He thought it was done.
That's
I didn't
mean good.
To. Premature pianolation.
Well, don't worry about delivering your last line, Jenna. Obviously, Jason thinks you're done.
What was the last line, Jenna?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's kind of after two piano playoffs. What are you supposed to do?
Three pianos, you're out. That's what I thought it was. What was the last line?
ES Trojan. Is that how I was supposed to say it?
I like it. ES Trojan is pretty good.
Last line? No.
Come on, Jenna.
No,
deliver it home.
They need to understand
it. Like a man. Unless the buildup is worth the payoff.
Never is with a man.
I threw the script away.
No man in the script. This is
what's the last line?
Why did they give you buttons to push?
I don't know. They just put them in front of me. So I just hit them sometimes.
Are you cranky, Kelly?
You went right into the character.
What? What great. Character? What are you talking
about? What was the last line?
It's not. That's the point. It's not. It was just a line.
I think we're done.
The script. It wasn't anything particularly funny, so it's not worth doing it after the build-up.
See? Wasn't funny.
No, I mean, it would have been good.
So that was a calculated call.
It would have been like wrapped it up in a bow, ending it.
That's what the piano's for.
Yeah, button.
Now, Big Al Mack.
Yes, sir.
As the show started, you said that this should be a holiday.
Yeah.
The Monday after the Super Bowl should be a holiday.
Yes, sir. I think it should be on the calendar.
And Dan,
which holiday should we give up?
Well, you don't give up. You just add one.
Yeah.
Well, don't we have enough holidays?
No. And Dan Oshinsky from BuzzFeed makes a point.
Okay. What did he say?
Because 108.4 million people watched the Super Bowl last year. Do you know what other days exist when that many Americans do the same thing at the same exact time? When that much food and that much drink is consumed all at once?
I don't.
How about Thanksgiving? How about Christmas Eve? How about New Year's Eve?
Well, technically, those things don't happen at the same time because the time zone changes. But we're all watching the Super Bowl at the exact same time.
Which
is
even better.
Those days,
yeah.
We're all doing the same thing that day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is a mass celebration in part with those days. So if each of those days is followed by a national day off, why isn't the Super Bowl followed with a national day off?
I'm telling you.
This is what you're basically going to do at work today. You're going to go to work. You're going to talk about the commercials all day. Mm-hmm. You're going to talk about the game all day today.
Halftime.
You're going to talk about how Peyton Manning choked a little bit.
You're going to talk about how much you ate.
You're going to talk about how much you ate. And you're going to do that all while hungover. Basically, Monday is just a waste of a day.
It is today.
So we deserve better than this, America.
So are we going to start a petition?
We might start a petition. We will start a petition.
Change.org?
Well, you know, that's seriously. I didn't realize until last week that the White House has to look at those petitions if they reach 100,000 signatures. So, I had no idea.
So we should start this petition, get 100,000 signatures, go to the White House, make this a national holiday.
And get Justin Bieber banned from the United States of America.
And do that at the same time. And in the meantime, we're going to help you not go to work today.
Really?
Because you're going to call in sick. We know you are. So if you want to practice your calling in sick call with us, call us up, 800-KID-LIVE.
543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us your best, I don't think I'm going to make it to work because blank line.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We think the Monday after Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
Absolutely.
We're going to start a petition on change.org or whatever that website is. We're going to get it to the White House for you. And next year, we're all not going to be working this day.
I hope not.
That's how easy it is.
Confident.
But as it is now, you still have to go to work because we don't have that in order yet. So we want you not to have to go to work, but we need you to have that ready so you sound legit when you call in and say, I can't make it to work because...
Have a good excuse lined up.
Yeah. So we want people to practice their excuses.
Exactly.
Before they call their boss.
Mm-hmm. We'll tell you if it's sketchy or not.
Let's see what we got.
Kevin, you can't make it to work?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it in today. I got 4 flat tires on my truck, and I'm just going to have to roll them to the tire shop one by one.
Okay, well, that probably won't take all day, Kevin. You can probably get that done, knocked out in a couple of hours, and get on in here by 11.
Well, you know, it's about 6 miles away, so I think it... I could probably make it by about 4:30.
All right, Kevin, get on in when you can, okay, Biggin?
See you at 4:30.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
That's a good one.
All right, Bob.
All 4 tires are popped?
Yeah.
Well, you need to have it, you know. How and you got to happen.
You got to walk them.
Because the boss is going to ask for details.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Kevin.
All 4 tires are popped?
Yeah. Oh, let's turn that down. How'd that happen?
Oh, you know, it had to be one of those Broncos fans got mad at me and decided to take it out on me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
what it is.
Well played, Kevin.
You had a Seahawks sticker. Broncos fans were mad.
9.2 on that one out of 10. That's a good one.
All right, what else we got?
Let's see what Heather's got for us. Heather, you can't make it to work today.
No, you know, I don't think I'm going to make it in. I think I've got boliosis.
What, boliosis? I've never heard of that. What's boliosis?
I've got boliosis. It's a strange form of the swine flu, and, you know, they just discovered it, and I ate too many pig skins yesterday.
Oh,
so I got boliosis.
You don't sound very sick to me. You sound pretty peppy, actually.
You know, it's really a behavioral kind of thing. I want to behave like a pig.
Oh, really? Like you make the noises and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I've been making noises all morning, and I just got this real strange urge to roll around in the mud, and, you know, I don't want the whole office acting a fool.
Oh, Heather, you stay home and rest up, and you let us know when you can come back to work.
Yeah, that's not contagious.
Well, thank you, boss man. I appreciate it.
All right, Heather.
It's like Piggy Tourette's.
Man.
Piggy Tourette's.
That's actually
got a good one. I'll give that one a 9.1.
That's got boliosis.
Boliosis. Like you got, if you make a disease up, they can't research it because it's new.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's new. Basically foolproof.
You got to make sure if you got a disease, it's Googleable.
No. True. Because it's a new one, she said. I'm going to tell her what's right for her.
How dare I?
Oh, Sean, I've been told you can't make it to work today.
Yeah. I woke up this morning naked on the floor of a bar bathroom, and I have a pretty good feeling I need to go get tested.
Wow.
Well,
wow. Hey, you know what? You go ahead and take care of that.
Yeah. I don't even want to know what happened. So,
oh my God.
Take care of that, Sean.
What you don't want to know is where I got the change for this phone call.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh,
three
man.
For three. That's 3 good ones. Wrong,
very smart.
Is it wrong that I kind of want to know where he got the check?
I don't know if you can say that on the radio.
That's awesome.
Let's
keep going.
Gosh.
That was 3 good ones.
An excuse where the boss doesn't want to know what happened is excellent. That's a 10 right there.
I'd love to know like how much time people spend today in the work bathroom.
Ugh.
Just like not feeling good or just because they need to get away.
Rachel, Sarah just told me you can't make it to work today.
Yeah, I can barely talk, and I'm really sick right now. I'm running fever, and I just don't want to give anyone anything.
Oh, so you're doing it for us. Well, I guess we could run those TPS reports by your house, and you can work from home.
Yeah, you want to work from home?
I really don't think I should. I think I should rest just in case I have to run into the bathroom.
Okay.
You have to go to the bathroom when you lose your voice?
No, I'm throwing up.
Oh, you don't want to be around that. But I'm going to say excellent sick voice.
Excellent sick voice.
Breaking the skit now. Rachel, was that your real voice or that was...
No, I can do that on command.
Years of practice. Wasn't that good?
That was great.
That was so good.
Very believable.
Do you actually use that voice?
I used it all through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was really well done.
You could teach a course on that.
Right?
She literally sounded sick.
That's 4 for 4.
Good, right?
Man, we have some great liars that listen to our show. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because now I feel bad if I ask them, do you like our show, and they say yes.
That's what we need to say about lying. Good, acting. Man. It's acting.
All right, Shelby, I've been told you can't make it to work. I know the Super Bowl was yesterday. What happened?
So I had to watch my nephew all weekend, and turns out he has severe pink eye, and my eye is just watering so bad and itches, and I've just been touching it all weekend.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're not invited to work is use the word pink eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so contagious.
I know what that means, you did.
Doesn't mean nothing.
Or my nephew.
Either pink eye, the other good word, discharge.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Al,
yo,
have you watched that Rihanna and Shakira video?
I have not, but I have heard.
It should come with a parental advisory.
Really? It's already got 50 million viewers since Thursday.
I'm going to do it right now.
Everything Rihanna does should come with parental advisory.
They're like, Rihanna and Shakira are like...
I mean, that's like two of the best bodies right there in entertainment.
That's like my dream right there.
Shh, who cares?
A sandwich?
I'm sorry, Shannon.
I said, who cares?
You don't like both of them?
No, hold on. You're gonna get mad that we mentioned Shakira and Rihanna doing a video. You're gonna tell us who cares? You?
Yes.
Are you gonna tell us who cares?
Shakira is a mother and should be looked at respectfully.
Oh.
I think.
She has a point.
She is a mother.
She is a mother. And I have something better to talk about this break.
Yeah, apparently you do because you let the world know via Twitter that you're interrupting and taking over. What's going on?
Who told you?
Shannon, there's this thing called Twitter.
I'm gonna unfollow you.
It's just like little social media network.
Secrets to tell.
I mean, you're still going to tell them because you obviously locked yourself in that dang room.
Well, y'all are the ones that put the deadbolt on the inside, not me.
So what's up?
Anyway, so last night I went to a Super Bowl party.
Is this allowed?
I'm not bragging. I'm just saying.
I mean, do we want her to act up or do we just want to let her go?
It wasn't like your typical Super Bowl party. It was a Super Bowl party of elderly ballroom dancing people.
Ballroom dancing people.
Where did you find this group of elderly? At a ballroom dance class?
As opposed to the youthful ballroom dancers.
Yes.
They're on Dancing with the Stars. Where do you think those people learn to do it as children?
So where did you find them?
The elderly. A friend of mine was bartending. And
there was a bartender?
Well, I thought she was bartending.
Turns
out there was no alcohol at this party. I was going to get the drunk old people talking and singing and whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. So I wrote the old people a little letter that I'd like to recite to them right now.
You wrote
so
a letter.
You're going to get the old people drunk and talk to them about the Super Bowl.
I'm going to explain in my letter if you'll let me.
Well, you sound angry, and we're trying to protect you from yourself.
Remember your head. Remember your brain.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Dear really nice elderly ballroom dancing group who allowed me to crash your Super Bowl watching party. Hi, it's Shannon K. Murphy. I was the little white girl in jeans too big for her. But sneakers and a rainbow bracelet on my wrist last night. Some confused me for being the help. In fact, I ended up being part of the help because I didn't know what else to do. I hope the dishes that I hand washed came out clean enough.
Shout out.
I don't wash a lot of dishes. I'm insanely OCD, so I wouldn't have eaten anything off of what I washed, but that's just me.
Probably get to the point.
I was very excited to come to your party because I thought this was the cool group of elderly people who were going to do keg stands and play beer pong, but I was wrong. The only alcohol I saw at this party was the red wine that spilled on the chair.
Can you do oxygen tank stands?
I went to try and clean it up, but then I was told not to. Maybe I wasn't doing it right. I'm not sure. But I was ready to lick the wine off the chair if it meant a little bit of Super Bowl intoxication in the room.
Oh, my goodness.
It was cool when I won the football box gambling game the first quarter. But after I won, I think my being just kind of blended into the background. That is, until it was halftime.
Oh, it's going along with the music.
You guys are ballroom dancers, so I thought you would be all about Bruno Mars and his old school outfits and dancing. I was wrong again. You weren't. In fact, you were so bored, you went upstairs to ballroom dance in the dark.
I don't think that's what they were doing.
Ooh.
I stood there where the ladies in waiting stand, but I never got asked to dance. I get it. I'm intimidating. My feelings aren't that hurt.
Maybe the men and women couldn't decide which one was supposed to ask you to dance.
I'm not going to ask her. You ask
her. You ask her, Tom.
Is that a boy or a girl? I don't know.
It's pretty obvious, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm a girl.
I'm sure if you were wearing those pants you're describing, it was not that obvious to the elderly.
Right.
I can't help it that the brain tumor has caused me to throw up a lot, thus causing weight loss.
Are you talking to Kelly or are you still reading the letter?
I put the letter down, actually. Oh. I forgot I was... I had big plans for you guys. I was going to have you recite lyrics to Gorilla and talk trash. But I got nothing more than the sound of ballroom dancing music on my recorder. And it was lovely, but not great radio. I had to restart my music. So here I am. Writing my plea to the elderly ballroom dancers. If I crash your party again next year, we're doing keg stands, dang it. There will be a beer pong champ. And somebody will run down the road streaking. I'm sorry, it's just the truth. In the meantime, I'm gonna watch more Dancing with the Stars to pick up some cool dance moves, so maybe I'll get asked to dance next year. Mm. But I'm gonna dance to Dirty Rap and Bruno Mars songs, so get ready.
Okay.
And that concludes this letter. Next time, I wanna talk to the mic-hogging karaoke singers of the world who keep me from singing Party in the USA.
So Rihanna and Shakira have this video. Oh, man.
Yeah. So Rihanna, so is there like a lot of dancing and stuff? Yeah, like gyrating?
It's sexy.
Don't disregard Shannon's efforts.
No, it's okay. Huh?
Shannon, I'm sorry nobody asked you to dance with you.
No,
and she couldn't
get
any audio, and so she wrote a letter about it. So she tried to save what was lost.
I did a bit.
We applaud you for that.
I don't see anybody else with a recorder at the elderly people.
Dang right, Shannon.
Dang right.
Party.
Yeah, you get your dance on some old people.
Some people would have looked at that premise and said it has failure written all over it, but you took a chance anyway.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do. I take chances.
There you do. Whew.
And every once in a while, you strike gold, and every once in a while, you come up empty. It's all right.
This was gold.
It's a numbers game.
It was gold.
It was gold.
I'm sorry it's better than anything y'all brought.
That's absolutely true.
What?
Shannon, I love you.
I love you back.
How's your brain doing?
Good.
It's good?
Yeah, I think.
You
sure? I mean, can't you tell?
Obviously.
Duh.
Hey, do you feel like your personality has changed any since your brain surgery?
It's gotten better.
Have you lost any of your memory and things like that? Has anything been affected?
Yeah, my memory sucks.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Short-term memory?
Yeah.
It's sort of like that Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movie where every day is a new day.
And when I go to craft, I burn myself with a hot glue gun. I wasn't a crafter until before my brain, until after my brain surgery.
So
but
your
now
aim
I'm a
is
crafter.
Off. Yeah, but your aim. See, now that's a big personality change.
I am a
You're a crafter.
Yes, I make crafts.
She made a Michele a Valentine's wreath that I still have to pay you for, Shannon. Crap, I need to do that.
Might be able to get your job at Lens Craft.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.